Thank you very much, committee. The next Senate bill, moving right along, is Senate. Yes. Okay. Would anyone like to volunteer to take that on? No, I don't think we. About Representative McCoy? She voted no. Representative Garnos, would you take this on the floor? Thank you. Thank you for that. Senate Bill 63 is an act to revise the definition of illegal substances for purposes of revoking or refusing to issue a certificate to a teacher or administrator. Proponent, Janelle, welcome back.
Thank you.
Quick.
Hopefully I'll try to make this one as brief as the last one. This is another type of cleanup, perhaps, and clarification, but it's a little bit different situation. State law in Title 13, which is the education code in South Dakota, uses a term called trafficking in narcotics. And for those of you who maybe are a little more familiar with that term than I was, perhaps are not aware or maybe are aware just exactly what the state law defines narcotics as. There is no definition in education code as to what is included in the term narcotics. So therefore, we have to go to another section of state law to find that definition. And it turns out that narcotics does not include all drugs. Under state law, it doesn't include methamphetamine. It doesn't include LSD. And it doesn't include marijuana. And there are some other types of drugs that are not considered narcotics under state definition. We believe the legislature's intent when they use the term trafficking in narcotics as one of the conditions for revocation of a teaching certificate was to be very broad and include all drugs. Unfortunately, narcotics doesn't do that. So if the intent of the legislature is to include all types of drugs as a potential serious offense of drugs as a potential means for revoking a certificate of a teacher or administrator, we need to change the phrase. And the correct phrase, which is used elsewhere in state code, is controlled substances or marijuana or both. And that, therefore, then includes all types of serious offenses involving all known drugs under state law. So this is a cleanup measure to make sure that our law will allow the department to consider any serious drug trafficking offense as grounds for certificate revocation. And I'll stand by for questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there further proponents to Senate Bill 63? Further proponents to Senate Bill 63? Seeing none, we'll close the hearing to proponents. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 63? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close the hearing then to committee testimony, and we'll open up for committee questions. Are there any committee questions? Representative Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand the bill. Janelle, just something else that I thought you should have done in this bill. How old is that word turpitude, and why don't they ever just get a definition that fits to as far as that, changing that? Because most people can't pronounce it. Nobody knows what it is, and you got to dig around to find out what the definition is in state law.
Would you care to answer that question?
Right. Well, this goes beyond the scope of the bill, but yes, I'll be happy to try to answer that. Moral turpitude is defined elsewhere in state code, Representative Monroe, as I know you're aware. It is somewhat a broad definition, and we are not convinced that we have a better definition than what's already in code, so we're not here to suggest a different definition.
Any further committee representative question?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think you're probably it today. So.
I'm it. Okay.
They added marijuana to this. Why did they add marijuana? Was this part of, I didn't probably follow you with your testimony. Were you given a definition there also, or why did they decide to add marijuana also?
Well, marijuana, we believe, is currently, the intent would be, in our opinion, that marijuana is currently included. However, marijuana isn't a controlled substance under state law. So if you want to include the broad range of all types of drugs, you need to say controlled substances and marijuana. Marijuana is included currently in terms of our review because we believe that's the intent of the legislature.
Follow up, Representative. Question.
Yes, if I may, you said you believe. Now, did you get some legal testimony
yes, we
on
did.
This?
Yes, our legal counsel is the Office of the Attorney General.
Any further committee questions? Senate Bill 63. Representative Igalka.
So if I understand you, marijuana is not a controlled substance in South Dakota?
It's not defined as a controlled substance under state law.
Okay.
Representative Igalka, follow-up.
So basically every other drug is, illegal drug is, except that?
That's based on what our attorney indicated to us. I would certainly defer to them for the legal description.
Okay, thank you. Any further committee questions? Seeing none, then we'll close the hearing to for questions on the committee questions. We'll open up for committee discussion and or action. Representative McCoy.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. In committee, I move to pass. Second.
Okay. Representative Davis seconds. Any question or any comments on the do pass motion? Seeing none. And those in favor of the do pass motion on Senate Bill 63 will say aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. And Secretary, read the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay, we have 12
Mr. Chairman.
Zero Senate Bill 63 will go to the House floor. Representative Davis.
I move consent.
Representative Davis to consent. Representative Junkie seconds. All those in favor of Senate Bill 63 on consent calendar will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Hearing none, then we'll go to consent. Thank you.